We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Go, back up! Back up! Back up!
That's NYPD officers clearing the area after vandals broke into a Zara store on Broadway, not far from the World Trade Center. The early 8 p.m. curfew may have put a dent in the chaos in Manhattan last night. There were problems, but it seems to have been not as bad as the previous couple nights. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is out early surveying our city, and he joins us live from Astor Place. Sean?
Yeah, and we've been moving around Manhattan today, taking it all in. So what I can tell you from what I've seen, there was sporadic looting overnight, but nothing on the level of what happened in Soho two nights ago and at Macy's Herald Square the other night. It appears the 8 p.m. curfew and the stepped-up police presence helped reduce the destruction and the thievery. Arrest numbers are way down, but there were pockets of trouble following peaceful protests last night. Several windows shattered, many buildings here along Astor Place, including at the Starbucks that looks out on Cooper Union. Richard Pletz has lived on St. Mark's Place for 45 years.
I know after yesterday I was thinking, well, geez, we ought to, you know, almost form our little block community to protect it. I mean, I totally appreciate and sympathize with the legitimate, you know, protesters.
But he is angered by the looting and the vandalism, especially what just happened here in his own neighborhood. Police are hunting organized gangs of burglars who are using scouts, power tools, and getaway cars, and they're turning to technology to do this. They're reviewing surveillance cameras, and they're also turning to license plate scanners. They hope to knock on some doors and track down some of these thieves. Live on Astor Place, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
President Trump says the military should be sent into New York City to help quell the recent violence. Mayor de Blasio says no, but some business owners say, well, maybe. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is looking into that this morning, and she joins us live. Marla?
Well, Steve, it wasn't just the high-end chain stores that were looted. Small business owners are reeling from the violence, and some told the Post they welcome the National Guard. But the mayor last night on CNN reiterated the streets of New York are no place for the military.
And I want to make the point that the commissioner and I agreed on that. We agreed that there was not a scenario where it made sense to use the approaches that could have taken a tense situation and make it a lot worse.
The mayor points out that a small group is causing the violence and the majority of protests have been nonviolent. The governor threatened to override the mayor
and bring in the National Guard as the governor in a state of emergency.
But Cuomo tempered that threat, saying he doesn't think we're at that point. Steve?
In an event that did not appear to be protest-related, NYPD officers shot and killed a man last night in Brooklyn. Happened around 9 p.m. near the Kingsborough houses. Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says officers arrived after a report of a shooting. They found the suspect still holding a gun and told him to drop it.
The male refused the orders of the officers. The officers discharged their weapons at the individual and struck him.
Monahan says as many as 10 officers opened fire and that an illegal handgun was recovered at the scene. Craig Allen, when you and I started on the air a couple hours ago, there'd been rain, it was just moving out, it was still cloudy, and right now it looks pretty nice outside.
It's pretty nice. It's a good thing and it's a bad thing. It looks great, and it's drying the rainfall from last night out. However, it's also going to send the temperatures up into the mid-80s this afternoon with higher levels of humidity and with the weather system coming on down from the northwest exactly like it did last night. The timing on this one would be late afternoon into the evening hours, and that is not good if you're trying to prevent severe weather. You're talking about the time of day where it could cook the most and can really get the atmosphere boiling over. So suddenly it's a summer-like pattern here. 84 to 88 today, cooler along the coast. Showers and thunderstorms will flare up again later this afternoon and this evening, anywhere that is between 2 and 10 p.m. Some could be strong. Thunderstorms will come to an end later tonight, 64 to 68, and then tomorrow it's a mix of sun and clouds, a very warm but slightly less humid day. High in the mid-80s, next chance of a thunderstorm comes for Thursday night. Right now in the city, it's 62, humidity still at 96%, and a west wind 10 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.